This is the Homer Hour on 94.5 ESPN. It's time for Jason Wilde on the Homer Hour on 94.5 ESPN.
And yes, there is a person alive who nailed the game, Andrew Brand. Eagles 31, Chiefs 16. Mahomes will have one of the worst games of his career. One and counting. Now to the Professor John Anderson with Jason Wilde.
Is that the Packers' own Andrew Brand?
Yes, it is.
He's a Philly guy.
Yes, it is.
That's our guy.
That's about the only influence you could hold against him, that he was influenced that way, but that wouldn't be fair. Incredible.
And I bet if you asked him, he would tell you that Saquon Barkley was perfectly fine, even though he didn't get this giant rushing total. But the fact that he was got 25 carries, was in part of that offense the entire game, then he was fine. And he would also say he's not a decoy. Jason Wilde, can you be a decoy and still carry the ball 25 times?
No, you cannot. That's preposterous. They just did a great job of defending him. It was the only thing that the Chiefs defended well, but they defended him well.
And yet 25 times, right, I feel like they defended well, but he was still integral to the offense and everything else that they were able to do because they were still able to leverage him the entire way.
Of course, and you can't.
How do you leverage someone at 2.3 yards per carry? Explain that to me.
Because they obviously went into the game saying, we're not going to let Saquon Barkley beat us, and they succeeded because everybody else beat them. Instead, including Saquon Barkley in the passing game. I mean, if that throw from Hurts is leading him on the one that he bobbles, he probably scores a touchdown on that play. So they – look, Saquon Barkley, when you run for almost 2,500 yards, including the playoffs, he is definitely more than just a decoy. And more importantly, if you're a defensive coordinator, you are going to say, look, we can't let this guy run all over us. I mean – you know, I don't know what his numbers ended up being in the Packers playoff game against them, but Saquon Barkley is a field-tilting player. We all know it. And if he's unproductive, it means that your defense has geared itself towards stopping him and it has created other vulnerabilities elsewhere. Come on, Homer.
What? It's all just made up after what's happened. And, you know, there's no one who believed that they could win the game and have Barkley do nothing running the ball. No one, not a person alive, said that because they knew that. So they, Philadelphia, proved they had other people that could do it. No one believed it could happen. And 26 yards for 26 carries. No one. Find me someone. There's no one.
How many times did we say during the Packers season
that
if they're going to win, they have to just make sure that Josh Jacobs – carries it 20 times. Nobody said he's got to carry it for 20 times an X amount of yards.
How many times during the season do they say, why do they keep running the damn ball and get 2 yards? How stupid is that?
Nobody. I don't know that anybody said that.
I got to find the past shows. All right, you guys take it over. I'll look for Emmitt Smith in the Super Bowl.
Oh, Jay, he's really upset about this, Jay. You can tell. He's just
feel it. Exactly.
No historic running back for a season has ever done so little in a big game and had the team win so easily.
Why are you even having this argument? I mean, they blew them out 34-0 at one point. Like what why are you arguing about his
because meager they did it in a manner that no one thought possible. That's the point, which no one seems to want to admit. No one believed it could happen that way, except maybe Philadelphia did. They probably thought they could pass the ball if necessary. But you can't make it fit the scenario of how great a running back he was all season, which he was. In this game, he did nothing. And yet they still won in a manner that no one have thought was possible, even if he did a lot because he was that historic in the season.
Again, so we're just going to argue as to what constitutes nothing. And you say 2.3 yards is nothing.
Correct.
And I say 25 carries is something. So that's where we are right here. You say 2.3 is nothing. I say 25 carries is something.
2.3 is nothing when you have a historic running back who has one of the greatest seasons ever. And the team is where they are as much because of that as anything else, probably after the defense.
Josh Jacobs had two games where he had 43 rushing yards. including the win over Miami on Thanksgiving night, in which he averaged, wait for it, 2.3 yards per carry. And the Packers still won the damn game. And he was as important to what they did as what Saquon Barkley was to what the Eagles did. But their quarterback was better than Jordan Love this year. And when they played each other, obviously there was a lot of rust for Jalen Hurts, so he didn't play at the level we saw him play against Washington or against Kansas City. But, like, yeah, sometimes the same thing with Tennessee. The week after they gave Josh Jacobs 32 carries for 151 yards to beat Indianapolis in that first game without Love, Tennessee came into that game and said, we ain't letting Josh Jacobs kick our butts up and down the field. He had 43 yards
like
in that
times.
Game. And the Packers still won the game.
We're not talking about Miami and Indianapolis. We're talking about a two-time Super Bowl championship team that was, I think, second in the league best in defense in points given up.
What were they in rushing defense?
I don't know.
Oh, you're the one arguing this.
No, I know. All I argue is points. No matter where the yardage comes, one or the other.
But they won the game 40-22. So what does it matter how they got the points then if all that matters is the points?
Because it matters on how you analyze the game and how incredible it was that they could do this with using the star running back as a decoy, which no one predicted, no one thought possible, and I give him credit for it. But you can't say it's anything. No, he was a decoy. You can't say it's anything but amazing.
You can't give him the ball 25 times and say he was a decoy.
When you get 57 yards. Yes.
A decoy would be someone that is out there running downfield on deep balls and never gets the ball thrown to him.
All right.
That would be a decoy that forces you to defend him even though you're not giving him the ball.
Right. You're
you
forced
can't give a guy 25 times and say he was a decoy.
You're forced to defend him with Barkley because he's a great player and you stopped it.
Before
the game had started, if that you had said Barkley's going to be held to 57 yards and 2.3 yards, you would have picked Kansas City to win the game and everybody else would.
Right, but
you can't
call him a decoy.
Okay, well,
you
then,
can say
what would
that
you
they
say
won
is?
In a manner that you didn't expect them to win, but a decoy would be you expect them to give him the ball a bunch, and they give a bunch of play-action fakes, and he touches the ball like 9 times. That would make him a decoy. When you're touching the ball 25 times, you're not a decoy. A decoy, by definition, is someone – it's like when in Hoosiers – Norman Dale is initially drawing up the play. He's going to use Jimmy Chitwood as the decoy. And they're going to have someone else take the last shot. And then his team looks at him and goes, you're an idiot, old man. Give Jimmy Chitwood the damn ball.
They ran 62 plays.
Right.
Saquon Barkley had it 31 of those. I don't think that you can have the ball.
That's exactly half.
Half of your offense through him and say he was a decoy.
So what is he? So then what's the word when he does nothing?
I don't think you decide 2.3 is nothing. I think he did plenty. He carried it 30.
What had been a yard ago? At what point?
Okay. All right. All of our time is more valuable than this.
All right,
let me just say this, you understand.
As my daughter would say, just sit there and be wrong in your wrongness.
The touchdown pass that makes it 34-0 in the third quarter is a perfect example of the level of dedication the Chiefs defense had put towards stopping Saquon Barkley. It's the reason that play, some might say he was a decoy. Because they faked the handoff and then went over the top and threw a 40-some-yard touchdown because the Chiefs were so hell-bent on stopping him. It opened other stuff up, and you're acting like this was some sort of revelation that they – you're right. I would not have expected. If you would have just said, would you have thought that the Eagles would win the game with Saquon Barkley – carrying the ball 25 times and only managing 57 yards or whatever he ended up with, I would have said no. It would have indicated to me that the Chiefs did a hell of a job stopping the best running back in football. Instead, they got blown out. So that would tell me that despite their dedication to shutting down a great running game, they didn't augment that with being able to handle the passing game, and they clearly didn't. So this is should be a lesson to all teams with really good running backs that if a team decides they're hell-bent on taking your best threat away, which, by the way, was what Josh Jacobs was for the Packers this year, you better have other guys and you better have a quarterback that can take advantage of that. And the Packers, too often, didn't do that. And that's the reality of this decoy debate.
Well, we will. I'll concede defeat, and I will also remember all the games that we have this year in which it's going to come up all the time about how many carries he gets when the defense, when the offense can't score. Why are you still running the ball? And the answer is always going to be the Super Bowl, right? That'll be the answer every game, right? Every game. You keep giving them the ball. They won the Super Bowl because they did that, right?
I would say that. Go ahead. Go ahead, John. I'm exhausted.
The thing is, they were never forced to go away. They could continue to pound it even at 2.3. If they go 2.3 and give up after nine rushes, then they say, Uncle, let the Chiefs defense win. They didn't. They kept going. We're going to be fine. They kept going. Every once in a while, he'd bust one off for 7 yards because he had one that was backwards for, I don't know, 6 or 8 yards. And so they kept going forward with him. And so they're just because you gave him 180 yards doesn't mean you win the game. Just because you give it to him 25 times every day might not be always the recipe for success. But in this case, they never had to leave the game plan that they wanted, which was to feature Saquon Barkley to the point that they could give it to him 31, that he could touch it 31 times. They never had to come out of what they wanted to do offensively. And as long as you can do that, then the running back has been successful.
Jason, would you like to add anything? Would you like that to be the finish of that topic?
I think we've said all we need to say.
You may have exhausted this.
No, so I know we're late, but that's all right. So is there anything that...
don't we have to go to commercial to go to... Don't we have to go golfing in Ireland or something about now? What's going on?
No. You disappointed that we haven't had that commercial? I think they're over, but I can do it again. I'm not adding to that. Thanks, Jason. I'm not adding to that. Thanks, Jason.
Aaron Gobraya. All right, guys. Take care. Be good.
Next.